Do you hear me now?
You're good. I guess what KME comes on the line. Welcome everyone to Sucker Free Radio, the show where we pretty much don't take it as any dating advice or anything like that, but where we give our insights and all that good stuff on the worlds of dating and all that good stuff. KME's having a little bit of an issue right now, and we're trying to get the show on the road in just a second, ladies and gentlemen. The number to call is 347-637-3859. If you want to get into the conversation, I know that KME has a lot of emails and things like that. We're trying to get this fixed, ladies and gentlemen. We really do apologize for this delay. KME, if you can hear me and if you're on the actual switchboard, what I would do is I would play a song unless you're on, because I could kind of hear you. I could hear you now. Like, you sound crumbling right now. I don't know if you can hear me.
Hello?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay, cool.
There we go. Now we got the technical.
Now we're in business. Hold on. Let me try to put my headset back on. If it doesn't work, then I'm just going to have to go without it. This is an expensive ass headset, so I want it to work. Hello?
Now I can hear. Can you hear me?
The headset isn't
you
working.
Sound,
oh well.
Yeah, you sound very muffled.
Yeah. Alright, well, I'll take that back to the store tomorrow. But anyway, welcome to another season of Sucker Free Radio. We have been gone for about a year. I think the last show we did was November, but I'm joined by Hugo. Chad is conspicuous by his absence. This show is kind of thrown together, but not really kind of thrown together in the sense that we did say last week we were going to do a show, but we just didn't talk about it much throughout the week, so it was easy to forget that we were doing a show. I had a meeting at work, and I worked, if you know the Los Angeles area, I live downtown, and I work in Ventura. Now, getting to Ventura isn't that hard. If I go to work in the morning, it takes me like an hour to get there, but driving home, it could take up to 3 hours. So,
wow.
So I told Hugo, I was like, hey, we should probably get this thing started at 7:30 my time, which has been 10:30 on the East Coast.
Which in reality, KME, is actually a perfect time if we're going to be talking about what we're going to be talking about, especially for the listeners out there on the East Coast.
Oh, yeah, man. I don't know what kind of craziness. I haven't even had a chance to screen any of the emails, so I hope they're good. Again, if you are on the USC, I'm not in school this semester, but I do still hit up the gym. So if you're on campus and you want to leave a letter, just do it at the desk in the Lyon Center. I leave the suggestion box up there. Or you just email suckafreeradio@gmail.com. That's sucka, S-U-C-K-A-H, free, F-R-E-E, radio@gmail.com. And we will answer your emails accordingly. And, yeah, that's about it, man. So any new thing going on with you in the dating world, Hugo, before we get into the thick of things?
No, man, I've been laying low for the last year, to be real with you. Haven't really had the time, especially, you know how it is, KME, when you juggle two jobs and you're also trying to finish school, you really don't have time. You don't have time for anything. I haven't even, like, been actively looking, man, because
holidays are here, and it's not that I don't want to get a girlfriend or whatever for the holidays. It's just that in the retail business, you know that you basically have absolutely no life whatsoever during the holidays. It would have been nice. It would have been nice. I'm not going to lie to you. But at the end of the day, man, right now what's best for me is to, try to get my priorities together, get my money together. I am planning finally to make the big move up to the Big Apple. I know I've been talking about it for 5 years, but this is the year that it's finally going to happen because I have enough to save up. And we all know how expensive a city like New York City is. So, man, to be honest with you, no, but I'm chilling, man. What about you, man? How's the love life in your end, bro?
Well, I have a girlfriend now. She just became my girlfriend like about a month or two ago. So we're still in the early stages, not ready to start making wedding plans yet. But, you know, it's comfortable. It's cool. And, like how you said, man, sometimes with this girlfriend stuff, it really is important for, you know, if you feel you have, like, pieces of your life that are just not in the places you want them to be, then sometimes it's good to fix that stuff and then go into, you know, a relationship or, you know, get into something, and then you'll feel more comfortable, you know. Because I know me, when I when my life was all in disarray, getting into a relationship would have been the worst thing I ever did, you know, because I was just, I just didn't have stuff in order, and, you know, now I'm in a better position to be in a relationship, so, like I said, just take it one day at a time, see what happens. And
but you know what's funny, but you know what's funny, KME, that people talk about all the time, they say, you know, when you're not looking is when they all flock together to see what's up. And then when you are looking, it doesn't come around. Like I'm not going to lie to you, man, especially girls that, like, I meet at my store all the time. Like, I get their number. They're like, oh, let's go out for a drink and this. But I never follow up with it. You feel what I'm saying? I never follow up with it because I really don't even have the time to do it. But when I'm actively looking, it's like, damn. What's going on? It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. You know, this is a game of chess, ain't checkers. So let's get into this first email already. See, you know, what we got here. Okay, this is from Derek. Okay, he goes, I like this girl I met a few months ago in the library. I was wondering how I should approach her. I want to go up to her and tell her how much I like her, and I've been seeing her at the library for a while. What should my approach be? I wouldn't do that. This is at least my opinion, and Hugo can, you know, add what he wants, but if I've been, like, say I've been going to a place a lot, in your case, the library, and you've been seeing this girl that you, like, I don't know if she works, you don't say if she works there or if she works at the front desk or if she is just someone that goes to the library or whatever, but you've been seeing her there for a while, and you want to go up to her and tell her how much you like her. I don't even know if you know her or not. And you don't even know how much you like her yet. So, I mean, that's the thing. So I wouldn't go up to some girl that you haven't even met and know enough to have an opinion of how much you like her. What I would do anytime in a situation like that and you see a girl, whether you've been peeping her for a few months or you just met her that day, if you like her, you should go up to her, start some small talk, and then exchange numbers, and then ask out on a date. Don't go into a spill on how much you like her. Because, I mean, you don't know her. I'm a little stalkerish. In my opinion, I don't know. What say you, Hugo?
Well, okay, so you did refresh my mind. I'm not going to lie to you, man. About 3 weeks ago, And this is totally different. I've never met this girl. I only saw her on Facebook. And there was times, let's be all real, we're all dudes here. We use our social media whenever we can. And I saw this girl, and I saw that she was absolutely amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like physically, she's definitely my type of woman. From what I've seen on her posts, she was very, she has her head on her head on her shoulders. She has a child, which to me, when you're 33 years old, you don't care if they come with that baggage, to be honest with you. Reason being is because, you know, you're already at that third level of your life in terms of stages. You know, you're in your teens, you're in your 20s, you're in your 30s. So I don't mind settling down. If I have to settle down with someone that has a kid, I'm not gonna mind it. So I remember I saw this girl and I'm like, damn, she is fucking amazing, man. Like, she, just by what I've seen, how perfect she looks physically. And again, this is all based on looks. And I know that it's not all about looks, but what's the first thing that you see when you notice a female or from the opposite sex is their looks. Let's just be completely honest. So I'm not gonna lie to you, KME, man. I sent her a message and I basically did what Derek wants to do and be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I really like you, even though I didn't say that to her that I really like her, because obviously I don't know her, so I can't like her.
Yeah.
But I told her, I told her, I think you're absolutely amazing. And, you know, I'm glad that you accepted my friend request, and I would definitely like to get to know you. You could put me on blast all you want, because she's the type that is very stern and puts, she puts all the time, like, when a guy messages her, like, she puts him on blast because they say something slick. I was just directing to the point. And she's like, thank you for the message. I appreciate your message. She's like, I'm not going to put you on blast because you were actually a gentleman about it. And she's like, if it would have been any other circumstance, you know what I'm saying? Because of your approach, I will give you the time of day. However, I am talking to someone, and KME, 5 days later, on her profile, she put that she's in a relationship, which, hey, that's all cool. You feel what I'm saying? I'm glad for her. I'm happy for her. I'm glad that she's in a relationship. But I think my approach was very direct. Maybe Derek shouldn't be that way, but he should try to get to know her, because at least you could actually see your girl. You'd be able to feel her out. So don't go up to her and be like, hey, listen, I like you. I want to take you out. No, get to feel to know her, see how she is, and then go with that. Like KMA said, you know what I'm saying? Make small talk, exchange numbers, and then you go from there.
I don't know the kind of guy you are either, Derek. I don't know what your game is at, and like, you know, how you approach women. You know what I'm saying? So like, cause you know, going up to a girl and telling her that you don't know and you never talked to, which is what it is. I'm assuming you've never talked to her because you don't say in this letter that you've talked to her. But if you never talked to her and you're telling her how much you like her, it could come off as creepy. If you know how to talk to women already, it might come off as different. But if you don't know how to talk to women, it could come off as creepy. That's all I got to say. So if you're on the Google chat right now, you know, if you got any opinions on that. But yeah, but just be, like I said, tread lightly. But definitely tell her, you know, just definitely let somebody know. If you like somebody, you shouldn't be sitting on it for weeks on end. You know what I'm saying? You want to kind of go ahead and get that out the way. And then, you know, hopefully she's single or in a space where she could talk to you. And it would be that simple. All right, so let's get to this next one. Do you have anything else to say about that?
No, we're good. Basically, what you said is perfectly the way it is. Just like KME said, can't just don't walk in and be like, hey, listen, I like you. Let me get your number. No, just get a feel for her, exchange digits, and then hopefully she's single and works out your way, man. So good luck to you on that, brother.
Right. And then also, I want to tell you, too, with the phone stuff, if you do get her number and you do talk to her on the phone, try to schedule a date relatively soon. Don't develop a like super ass long phone relationship, you know, kind of, you know, meet her, you know, talk to her on the phone for a couple weeks and then get to a date, because you never know with these girls, man. Sometimes women will love you over the phone and then they meet you and it's just not, the magic isn't there for them. So you want to get to the date, you know. You don't have to get there at the speed of the light, but you want to get there relatively, you know, you don't want to be pussyfooting around too long. All right, let's see what Jason has to say. So this is kind of long, Jason. When you write, try to keep these like a paragraph or less. If it's a detailed email, I'll read the whole thing, but if some of this stuff isn't important, I'm going to skip through it. Okay, so Jason says, I've been talking to this girl for about a year, 10 months to be exact. In this year, I've had ups and downs with her. Back in December of last year, 3 weeks after I met her, we were having a conversation and she got mad at me for jokingly calling her spoiled. Okay, that happens. So she told me she was done with me forever and to have a nice life. Yeah, overdramatic. Okay. Although I was tempted to call her every day and ask her what I did wrong, I left her alone, figuring I would have her give her a chance to breathe, because it sounded like she was angry for no reason. Yeah, anytime a girl's angry at you for no reason, do that. Don't ever call them and mess with them. Then a few weeks later, I sent her a random thinking about you text. Okay, so far, so good. She responded with, it's great hearing from you. Hope you are doing well. Then I didn't hear from her for another week until she calls me up and asked me if I could give her a ride to work. Okay. Figuring it was an opening to see if we could maybe start up again, I gave her a ride. Then a few days later, I got sick with the flu. I had to go to the ER. When I text her to let her know what happened, she rushes right over. And for 3 days straight, she takes care of me and won't leave my side. Well, that was nice of her. The problem I have with her right now is she is not consistent. Welcome to dating women. There will be times where she is calling me up every day, and then she will just go cold on me out of nowhere. Or even worse, she does get at me. It is to ask me for gas money or help with groceries, etc. I don't mind doing these things because it's not like I'm spending hundreds of dollars or breaking bank with her, but it just seems like every time she calls, she wants something. Me and this girl have barely even kissed, and I haven't had sex with her at all. There are a few girls I'm dating at the moment, and I do have a semi-active sex life. But for some reason, I want this particular girl. She knows how I feel. I've told her how I feel. She tells me that she likes me, but she has a lot going on. Her mom has breast cancer. She doesn't have a job. And she's not happy with her position in life at the moment. Kind of believe her, but she is probably dating other guys. I haven't confronted her on it because it's not any of my business. We'll get back to that in a second. Plus, I am dating other women at the moment. She told me she likes when a guy pursues her, but every time I schedule a date, she has some other shit going on and won't meet up with me. I'm going crazy over this bitch. What should I do? That's his words, not mine. Okay. All right, well, I've got some good news, some kind of bad news, but not really bad news. And then just some news, okay? So the good news is you haven't done anything stupid yet. A lot of times, especially last season when we did this show, there were guys that were would write, and they would already do a lot of stuff like beg and email them and cuss
and
them out and this and that,
and give them an Apple TV.
just spend ridiculous kinds of money and have nothing to show for it. And that was something that was like, before it even gets to that point, I want to make sure you don't do anything. So it hasn't gotten to that point yet. You haven't cussed her out yet. Don't do that, by the way. You haven't, you bought her groceries here and there and stuff. I mean, you might, and you said gas money. Here's the thing with that. The girl, she might like you, but the problem you have with this girl from just the tone of this email is she knows that you like her. And she's got no incentive to try to, like, get you to like her because she already knows that you like her. You know what I'm saying? So she knows she can get away with doing this little stuff. She knows she can get away with calling you for weeks and then going cold on you for, you know, a few days and stuff. And, you know, she knows right whenever you call her back, whenever she calls you back, you're going to be there to do what she needs you to do. So you might want to just do less of that stuff. You are dating other girls, which is cool. And you said you have a semi-active sex life, which is cool. So you've got other things going on. So that's going to help you to not obsess over this one girl. But the problem with a lot of us guys is, like, we always want the girl that gives us the most trouble, you know, that are going to, like, play these little games with us. I mean, I'm the same way. Hugo might be the same way. You know, the chase is always, like, you know, the girls that really know how to, like, you know, get our attention, know how to do that chase thing pretty well. And it sounds like she has that with you, you know. And she's got no incentive at all to get you to like her. And you always want a girl to be kind of proving herself to you, you know. Like, you do stuff for her, and, you know, she does stuff for you back, you know. Like, girls should be, like, when you're this deep with someone you've been talking to for a year, every once in a while, you know, you want her to come over to your place and offer to cook for you or, you know, do little things for you, like help you with your laundry or just something small that says to you she likes you. You know, or like, oh, I got these movie passes. Do you want to go with me? Something like that. And right now you're doing all the heavy lifting. You're the one that's, you know, all this other stuff. And I want to address another point of your email. You go, her mom has breast cancer and she doesn't have a job and is not happy with her life. Okay, look, none of that stuff matters right there. I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I mean, yeah, her mom having breast cancer and sucks, all this. But if she likes you, she's not going to be doing any of this fuck shit with ignoring you and stuff. Now, the fact that she's doing this fuck shit doesn't mean she doesn't like you, but what it does mean is that she, like I said, she's already got you figured out, you know. So when you get these kind of excuses from her, I wouldn't, like, dwell on them too much. What you need to do is just when you go out with her, kind of start demanding stuff in a different way. You know, like, you just show her. Like, if you don't, every time, you be busy when she calls you every once in a while. Don't jump up to call her and stuff. And you said you think she's seeing other guys. I mean, so what if she is? You're seeing other girls. You guys are not in a relationship right now. It might feel like you are because you've been talking to her for a year, but you're not in a relationship. So she can do whatever the fuck she wants to do. When you're around her, it's not your business to worry about what she's got going on when you're not around. And it's not her business to be asking you questions when you're not around her. You know what I'm saying? If you guys care about each other, or is doing when the other one's not around, you guys will start a relationship up. But right now, what she does is none of your business, and what you do is none of her business. And the thing about that, too, the fact that she keeps coming back to you is a good sign. The thing with guys, we have the most important thing with us is with when we get these girls is and you know that they're talking to other guys, you don't want to hold on tighter. You want to, like, loosen up that grip. You actually want to let them date these other guys, because what's going to happen, especially if she keeps coming back to you, especially if you haven't done anything stupid, she'll come back. You know what I'm saying? She'll come back. The other guys will outlame themselves. You got to give guys a chance to outdo themselves with lameness, because they'll do a bunch of lame shit. They'll call her too much. They'll start acting stalkerish. They'll be jealous and this and that. And you got to be that guy that's not doing that. You got to be that guy that's cool with her doing whatever she's doing. When you guys are out together, you're having fun, and that's it. There's no drama, this and that. And when you're apart, she's doing her thing, you're doing your thing. And the more you guys hang out with each other, the closer you get. But don't try to force your hand at this shit. And you don't have to spend money on her. Even if it's great, I know you said it's not a lot of money. I mean, if you think that she's only calling you when she wants something, then you've got to cut that shit off, man. That's my opinion. You know, you don't. I mean, either keep buying her this stuff, or just be like, look, I can't get you this time. You know, but whatever you do, just take your power back in this situation and get her. So the good thing is, when you don't call her, when you leave her alone for a few weeks, it always seems like she misses you and calls you. So get her to feel more like that. So just when she calls you, don't get all overly excited like you had nothing else going on. And when she's calling you, you're stopping everything you're doing to cater to her. Don't do that. And that's pretty much all I really have to say about that. You got anything to add, Hugo?
Basically, you pretty much said everything that you could say to this guy. The only thing is that, especially when it comes to money, because I've been burned, I guess, in that department, and you always learn from your mistakes. Is the chick that I used to see back at one point, she would only call me when she would need money, and I would be like an idiot and run and give it to her. Don't do that. Don't do that, because you're not in a relationship, like KME said. When you become in a relationship, that's a different story. So, yes, I understand that you're trying to help her out and you had to put in there because, you know, her mom has breast cancer and all that. And I understand that. However, you're still not in a position to cater for someone that isn't yours or that you're not with. And stop that. You need to stop that. Anything when it comes to finances, KME, see, that's a very sticky situation. I know that you're trying to help out because you're trying to impress someone, but you can impress them in other ways, not necessarily give them cash. I've learned my mistake, and I will never, ever in a million years give another female that is not with me, because that right there, I feel that they just want you for one thing, and that's money.
Yeah, with the money stuff, it's like, this is the problem with guys having. This is why I'm always advised against just giving money like that. Is because you start to think that the woman owes you something when you give her money. And the reality of the situation, she doesn't owe you anything, you know. It would be in a perfect world, you give a woman money, yeah, she does owe you, you know what I'm saying? She should be kissing your ass a little bit more and doing this and doing that. But that's not how life works, you know. That's why you don't just freely give out money. You gotta have to, like, a woman has to earn her place in your life for you to do that with her, you know. Because then you're gonna start resenting her when she's not reciprocating those feelings when you're giving her money and stuff like that. You don't need to be doing that, like Hugo said. I would cut that out a little bit. So like I said, when you hang out with her, just, you know, make sure you guys are having fun. And if you want to get into a relationship with her, just be like, look, man, we've been at this for a year, and, I got to know that this is, going somewhere. I'm not saying we got to get married tomorrow, but I just feel like we've been in the same position for the last year, 10 months, like you said. So, just make sure that it's progressing the way you do. Don't ever give up. You're not powerless in this situation. I've talked to guys just in my inner circle alone who've got it a lot worse than this. You haven't done anything stupid yet, so that you can hang your head on that, my man. And move on from there. Okay, this dude, what's his name? Mel. Okay. He goes, I am newly single and I just started dating again. So far, it hasn't been too bad, but I've been seeing a lot of videos on how important your game is. I feel like game is deceptive and misleading. I'm 36 years old, and I feel that I'm at an age in my life I shouldn't have to lie and pretend to be something I'm not to get women. Is it possible to get girls without running game? Okay, now. Okay, explain to me, first of all, what game is, because you clearly don't have a full grasp on it. Game for a lot of people is going to mean a lot of different things. If I'm talking about you and I'm talking about your game, that doesn't mean go up to girls and lie to them and tell them a bunch of bullshit to get them to like you. When I refer to game, what it means is when you talk to game, how do you approach a woman? What strengths do you project? What weaknesses do you subdue? You know what I'm saying? How do you talk? How do you communicate with a woman? How do you get a girl from a small chat on like a dating website or small chat, meeting them at the library to getting their number? And then how do you get from getting their number to getting a date? And then how do you get from the date to getting that first kiss? And how do you get from the first kiss to getting a second date and another kiss? And then by the third or fourth day, how do you finally get them into the bedroom? Or how do you get them in the bedroom on the first night? You know what I'm saying? That's what your game is. You can be 100% honest and still have game. You can be, you seem like you're on a high horse, you know what I'm saying? You're just lazy. You're 36 years old, and you don't feel like you need to have game. Let me tell you something. You want to talk to women, you got to have game. You know what I'm saying? You have a good boy game, good guy game, bad boy game. If lying and telling girls a bunch of bullshit is your game, that's your game. If talking smooth is your game, if whatever you got to do, but if not having game is, sometimes not having game is your game, and women talk about, the lack of game that you have if you come up to them and you say and do the wrong stuff and you're just not good at talking. That's something that they do. So you're a year older than me. I suggest you do have to work on your approach to women, because the thing about yourself, people always say you want to be yourself when you talk to them. Be yourself, and that's not really true. You want to be the best version of yourself when you talk to women, because you by yourself is probably not enough. Like, I'll tell you me by myself, you know, is nothing. You get what I'm saying, Hugo? Like just me. I'm a geek, and I do, like, you know, geeky shit and stuff. And, you know, there's not a lot to me. But when I'm the best version of myself, I can entertain you as a woman. I can show you a good time. I can, you know, do what I need to do to attract you to me. And, again, that's game. So you're looking at this game stuff all wrong, man. And you do have to, and it is not possible to get girls without game. That was a question that you asked, and that's not possible. You have to have game.
Right.
Unless you don't know,
yeah,
then I don't know.
Absolutely not. I mean, you definitely need to have some sort of game, even if it's a minuscule amount, just to be able to spark up a conversation requires game. Now, it all depends on what kind of game you throw at the person. You know, everyone has a different style of game. I don't know how, KME, I'm very direct. That's my game. You know what I mean? Some people have the sarcastic way. Some people have the sweet way. Some people have whatever way. You feel what I'm saying? You always have to have game. There's no way that you can get someone without any game. Because if you don't talk to someone, how the hell are you supposed to get that person? Even to make a friend, for God's sake.
You're barking up the wrong tree if you're like, oh, I just want to go up to this girl and, you know, whatever, and, you know, tell them about myself and they should just automatically like me. It's like, how are you presenting the package? Okay, so say you were just some guy and you worked at the post office and a girl asks you what you do for a living, and you say you worked at the post office. Now, you could either be like, yeah, I work at the post office, my job sucks, and whatever. And when you say stuff like that to girls, it'll turn them off probably. But if she asks you where you work again, and then you say, oh, I work at the post office, my job is so cool, I get free packages delivered to me, I can deliver to my mom and stuff, and it's you know, I got these benefits, and I just love my job and this and that, you know, you're pretty much given the same answer, but one answer, you're excited about what you do, and the other answer is you're miserable, you know. Like, anytime a woman asks me what I do, especially when it was my single days, and they were like, what do you do? I'd be like, oh, I'm a college professor. And they'd, like, ask me, oh, is that cool? I'm like, yeah, I love the job, man. I love talking about politics, and I love, you know, dealing with students and, you know, helping them out. I don't really like the meetings and all the bureaucratic red tape that goes with it, but the job itself is great. You follow me, so you're making sure that you are presenting a version of you that's palatable to women, a version of you that says, I want to be in this guy's world, you know, because you don't want to be, someone told me a long time ago, everybody wants to be invited to a party. Like, so if I'm going up to Hugo and the rest of the fellas and I'm like, yo, I got this party I'm going to, there's going to be honeys all over the place, open bar, free food. Y'all want to go? And if nobody, and if Hugo and the guys, they got free time, they're all going to want to go, come and join me. Now, let's say I switched that up and I was like, yo, Hugo, I want to go, I'm going to this funeral. You don't know the guy, but yeah, it's a funeral. It's going to be real sad. Everyone's going to be wearing black and stuff. Why don't you come to me? No one's gonna want to go to a funeral with you for some guy they don't know. You know what I'm saying? And when you have negativity around you, you're pretty much inviting people to a funeral and they don't want to go. So what game does is it says that you're the party. So wherever you go is where the party is at. And it subliminally tells the woman that you want to be at my party, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, so, no, it definitely does.
Yeah. So So yeah, quit that lazy shit. Go out there, sharpen up your game. Understand what game is. Hopefully I'll find an article on it. Understand what game is and go out there and utilize it to your advantage. You know, don't just write game off as, oh, I got to lie to women and this and that. I mean, some guys do that. I don't suggest lying because that stuff works short term, you know. Like if all you were doing, say you were out of town, say you were in, you know, going out of town, you were in Winter Park, Florida for the weekend, and you needed to meet some honeys, and you wanted to get in the bedroom with them fast, and, you know, you wanted to lie and make some stuff up, then, yeah, okay, fine, do that. But if you're trying to, like, form, like, meaningful relationships and stuff, the last thing you want to be doing is telling a bunch of lies. So understand that if you ever hear me refer to game on this show, I'm just referring to your ability to talk to women. All right. So thanks for that. Hopefully you get that worked out. All right. Let's see. Got this email from Elise. Elise is like, is it wrong for me to like a guy for his money? I've been dating this guy for a month. He doesn't look like the typical guy I date. The guys I date are over 5'8" tall and are built. This guy is short and chubby. He's really funny and he talks and he takes really good care of me. I sometimes feel bad because he does have a good amount of money and he spends a lot of it on me. The thing about it is you are a woman, and women are attracted to stability, you know what I'm saying? So if he has money and he's taking care of you and he's making you laugh and stuff, I don't see what's wrong with liking him for that reason. I mean, shit. I mean, you've probably had your fair share of good-looking broke dudes, you know. So you're dating a short, fat, chubby guy with money that's spending it on you, then, I mean, you know, I wouldn't be feeling bad about that. I mean, he's probably dating you because you look good, you know. I mean, there's love everywhere, you know. I mean, guys, you know, strive to get money so we can get, you know, top-notch women and stuff like that. If you were, like, taking advantage of him, then, yeah, if you didn't like him at all and you were just spending his money, I would say, yeah, don't do that. But you seem to like him. So I don't really see, you know, the issue with that. What about you, Hugo?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if I guess when I first heard the email, I was already going to call her a gold digger, to be honest with you, and I was going to say, play that clip again.
You gold digger, hussy, you Jezebel.
Yeah. But you know what? But at least she did say that she makes her laugh. So, I mean, obviously, some attraction is there. With the laugh comes the money. Hey, enjoy it. As long as you're not using the poor guy just to get money out of him, then that's fine. You know what I'm saying? He obviously likes, like Amy said, he obviously likes to have a girl on his side that looks good. And on top of that, he's spending his money on you, and you laugh at his jokes, and you haven't really said it. She really didn't see in the email. She's been physical with him. I'm assuming she has. And if she has, it's because she really does like him. So, no, enjoy the money as long as you're not taking advantage of the poor guy and just become a damn gold digger, because that's one thing that is not tolerable, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You should have told us if you were having sex with this dude or not. But I'll go ahead and assume that you are. But if you like the guy, and, you know, cause like I said, well, and that's the thing, guys, and the thing is, guys, you got to understand, too. Especially when you get our age, like the email before you was he said he's 36 years old. I'm 35 years old. I don't know how old you are. I'm assuming you guys maybe are in your late 20s, early 30s. If you're a man and in your 30s, I got news for you. Women want you to have stability. You know what I'm saying? They're attracted to that. Women want you to have a fucking job and to have, you know, be able to take her out on nice dates, to do stuff for her that not everyone else does for her, you know? So that's just a common thing, man. Don't get mad at a woman for, you know, oh, she only likes me for my money. If she only likes you for your money, then yeah, that's an issue. But if your money is one of the things that she likes about you, there's nothing wrong with that, man. Because you should, you know, you guys are both in your 30s or whatever. You know, she shouldn't be wanting losers anymore. She should want a guy that can take care of her, and you should be a guy that could take care of her. You know. And I don't see anything personally about that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so anyway, thank you for that, Elise. Tommy L. Okay, let me see this. I might have to break you down a little bit, Tommy. Okay. Okay, all right. I was just looking at sorry about that, Hugo. Okay, this girl I was dating for the last 6 weeks is starting to be standoffish, and it has really been bothering me. One minute we're out, going out, having fun, having a lot of sex, and then she goes cold on me for 2 weeks. I finally had enough and sent her a long email telling her how angry I am. No, you fucking didn't, but you did. I told her there is another guy. If there is another guy she is not telling me about, just tell me and I will move on. All she said was she's going through a lot right now, and it's not a good time for her to get serious with anyone. I told her to never call me again. I do not have time for bullshit. I now feel guilty. Please tell me where I messed up and let me know if this situation is salvageable. Just be honest like you always are. Okay, well, I don't be honest like we always are. Okay, where do I begin? So you've been dating this girl for the last 6 weeks. Okay. I understand 6 weeks isn't 6 years. So let's start there. She started to be standoffish. It's been bothering you. Okay, get that much. 1 minute you're going out, having fun, having sex, and then she goes cold on you for 2 weeks. So in 6 weeks, you got this girl to go out and have fun with you, and you're even having sex with her within the matter of 6 weeks. And then she goes cold on you for 2 weeks. So you've probably been calling her, ringing her number off the phone, not getting an answer. So you finally had enough, and you send her an email telling her how angry you are. Okay, Tommy L, I want to know why you're angry. That's what I want to know. You got 6 weeks of sex and fun, and she goes cold on you for a couple of weeks, and now you want to be angry and shit? Do you even know why you're angry? I mean, you've gotten where the first email I read where that guy wants to be where you're at, or the second email, and you're there in 6 weeks and you're still complaining. And then you tell her to never call you again because you don't have time for the bullshit. That's a real feminine move, my man. Like, that's a real girly move. I wouldn't have did that if I were you. Please tell me where I messed up and let me know if the situation is salvageable. Any situation is salvageable, but you are walking towards territory of not salvageable. Let me explain. This girl is not your girlfriend. We keep going back to this, Hugo. Unless you guys have had a talk about where this is going and where your relationship is at, she's not your woman. You get me? So you can't get mad at her for having a life. And it's been back to the guy situation. I told her, she's not going to fucking tell you if she's dating other guys. I mean, that's just not something that she's going to do. You know, do women just volunteer that information to you, Hugo?
It's crazy, man. I'm going to be honest with you, Kami. I'm just going to be ruthless and blunt. This shit ain't salvageable. He already told her to basically don't call him anymore. And you know how females are. They don't give a damn. They know. And they know that
they could
get whatever guy they want. No matter how a female looks, KME, they can get whatever they want. So I'm sorry to tell you. It's not salvageable. Where? What's up?
Zero things is not salvageable. This is every time that something like this goes on, I always say the same thing. I think any situation, you've already went real feminine on her. Your estrogen levels went really high by sending her that email. What you have to do now is do not call her for at least 2 months. You have to let her forget that you acted like a bitch for at least 2 months. And then in 8 weeks, hopefully she forgot about this, and then you could start again. And then if you send her an email and she responds, or you send her a text and she responds, or a phone call and she answers, I wouldn't even bring up me acting like a bitch like that. I would just ask her how she's doing, this and that, or whatever. Don't bring up this situation. And if a girl is giving you sex, you know, and you say 6 weeks, you probably start having sex with her after 3 weeks. So when a girl is giving you sex that fast, you need to be grateful for that. I can't stress this enough. You're where you need to be if the woman is having sex with you. Now, women, not just women, but people in general move at their own pace, you know. So you don't know what situation she's gotten out of. You shouldn't even care. But, you know, and for a lot of women, having sex with a dude after a few weeks is a big step. So she's probably feeling weird about it, and you're not making things any easier by getting mad and sending her long-ass emails and telling her to suck off and shit. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, my man? Like, that's not cool. Like, be happy with the sex and chill. I
didn't even complain that. Okay, he's basically saying that he's in for the fun, he's in for the sex, he's in for whatever. But then he gets mad if there is another dude around. Who the hell cares? He didn't even specify if he's actually trying to date her, which is another thing that gets to me. You know what I mean? He didn't say, I'm trying to date this girl or whatever.
Yeah, he doesn't. Let me go back and look at this email. Now, you don't even specify that you're trying to date her. You don't.
Exactly.
So
who cares? Who cares? He could go around and fuck other girls, and she could go around and fuck other girls, just have fun, and then you have someone that you can come back to if there's a dry spell on your end, and you can come back and fuck this other chick. I know it sounds wrong for me to say it the way that I'm saying it, but it's the absolute truth. You guys are having fun, and this is being standoffish. Let her be standoffish.
No, he didn't say if he was trying to, like, if you want a relationship with this girl, that's fine, but this isn't the way to do it. And Hugo is absolutely right. You don't even say in the email if you want a relationship with her. You just say, you know, 1 minute you're having fun and you're getting mad that she's ignoring you, then that's another layer to this. Are you mad that she's ignoring you, or are you mad that she's ignoring you because you want a relationship with her? It sounds like you might want a relationship with her because you say you're asking her about other guys. I always advise against asking other guys. Asking about other guys is one of the most insecure bitch moves a man can make, because when you are in that woman's presence, the only person that matters is you and her. Some other motherfucker that she may or may not be fucking is none of your goddamn business. When you have a girl alone with you, your only mind is to get their mind off of the rest of the world. So that means any other guy that she might be fucking, her mind shouldn't be on that. Whatever bills she's got going on, her mind shouldn't be on that. Family issues, whatever, her mind should be on you, and your mind should be on her. You guys should be focused on laser focused on the task at hand. But like Hugo said, if all y'all are doing is messing around and stuff, be happy with that, and don't be giving her the third degree, because she doesn't deserve that, man. Come on, dude. This isn't really an email you should be complaining about. If I were you, I'd be happy and, go about my business. Anyway, man, what's the world coming to, Hugo, where you got guys that are getting sex from women and they still want to fucking cry about it?
Or still bitch about it. Yeah, I agree.
Anyway. Okay, we got this one from Marlene. Okay. Is it wise not to tell this guy I have a son? I've been dating him for a while now, and I've yet to tell him I have a child. My child is 2 years old. Sometimes I feel like if he likes me enough after a while, he could learn to like my child, but I do not want to be deceptive either. From a man's point of view, what should I do? Okay. Here's the thing. If a man tells you he doesn't like kids, you got to believe that shit.
It's
not going to – you're not going to, like, change his mind on that by being super, super cool. And then if he tells you he doesn't like kids and you have a kid, then you probably shouldn't be dating them, because that's a conflict of interest, because your kids got to come first. If the guy doesn't like kids, then, he should step off. And I know a few women that do this, though. They get these guys, and these guys don't like kids. And in some cases, they end up dating these guys, and these guys are assholes to the kids, and you don't need that shit. So, you should have a talk with them and be like, look, I have a son. I understand that you don't like kids. So if you don't want to date me, that's fine. But, my son is a package deal with me, and that's just how it is,
Yes.
Like you said, a lot of guys our age aren't really going to be tripping over. I don't know how old you are, but I know for me, I'm 35, and I'm not as scared off by kids as I was when I was, even 30, that's not something I'm going to.
What I wanted to say is that, like Kami said, if on the first date he told you he doesn't like kids, then that's it. You let it go. You can't be with someone that doesn't like kids, because at the end of the day, you have a kid on your own. Second of all, if he never specified that, KME, I still feel that she should have been honest from the get-go. Hey, listen, I have a child. You know what I mean? That's something that that I feel that is a huge part of your life. You're trying to get to know someone. Because let's just say she's been dating him for 3 or 4 months, and then all of a sudden she says, hey, listen, I have a child. How do you think he's going to react? He's felt like he's – I'm not going to say like that guy is feeling like he was lied to. But it's a huge part of someone's life. Anything that is a child,
It's just, remember, your child should always be your number one priority regardless. And I think if I had kids and I was a single father, my child will always be the number one priority. Guys our age nowadays don't really care if you have a child or not. At least I don't. Would I prefer? Not that I have a preferment, but I would like to be able to. I understand where a mother is, and for example, let's say if I'm on a date with her, she has to abruptly leave because something happened with the child, got sick or whatever. I would understand. Obviously, if I'm trying to get to know someone, it'll be easier if they don't have a child. But I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Especially me. I love children. I have a goddaughter of my own, 8 years old, love her to death, and that's my pride and joy. So, however, I think you need to tell him now. And we don't. And she didn't specify how long she's been seeing him, right, Kami? She hasn't specified it.
She did. Let me see. I think she says she's been. Hold on. Let me go back to it. She said she has been dating this guy. She's been dating him for a while now. So,
yeah, that doesn't mean anything. A while could be a month. A while could be a year. You know, so she really doesn't specify how long. Okay. I think she should be frank and direct and finally tell him.
Well, that's just too big of a thing to not tell a guy when you're dating him. Like, I disclose a lot of stuff with women. Like, I've got multiple sclerosis. It never really is an issue. It never comes up. But just in case something happened while I was on a date, fortunately, that's never happened. I'd want the woman to know what's going on with me, you know, and then do that. Like with my girlfriend, I told her that like on the first day of us talking to each other, you know. Like, I don't really hide that kind of shit because it's just, to me, it's like, you know, people don't need to be blindsided by stuff, you know. And you wouldn't want someone to do that with you. Like, now, if you were talking to this guy and you all of a sudden found out he had, like, a couple kids, you know what I'm saying, or, like, three different baby mamas or something, would you like, would that be news you want, you know? So it's like, you got to think of it from every angle, not just think about it from your own angle. You got this two-year-old son. You know, I don't know how involved the baby's father is in your life. So, I mean, there's so many different angles to this that we don't know about. But the one thing that we both agree on is if you're going to be dating this guy and he's going to be a fixture in your life, you know, tell him that you have a kid. Okay, so I just got this. It's sucker free thing. Okay, let me see. Is it ever all right to send girls emails? Here's the thing. If you're gonna be sending emails, cussing a chick out, and saying all a bunch of girly shit, you know, you want emails and text messages and all that can be real dangerous because they just don't go away. You know, once you press that send button, it's there. When I first started dating my girlfriend, I sent her a nice little email saying, you know, hopefully this progresses into something good and this and that, and yeah, you know, just left it short and sweet. Yeah, if you start, like, when you start sending the emails where you're cussing them out or the emails where you're begging them for, like, you know, time and shit like that, that's just not good, you know. And you should, like, honestly, if you're a man, you should be running, like, you should be running stuff by your friends, you know? Like, I think a lot of times with guys is we, like anytime you've got, some bitch-ass feminine news, or if you've got complaints about a woman or something, that's what your homeboys are for. That's not what your women are for. I think a lot of guys have it in the reverse. They tell all this stuff to their girls, you know, write these emails and then just, you know, like a straight up sucker. And then, you know, when a girl doesn't respond to that or that scares them off, they don't understand why. Like you write this stuff to, you tell your homeboys what's going on because we're all going through the same thing. So if I'm like, if I'm having an issue with my girlfriend, I'm like, yo, Hugo, me and my girlfriend are having all kind of issues and I don't know what to do. I'm just not feeling myself. I want to just go to run in a corner and cry and this and that and all, you know, just whatever. If that's your friend, they're going to listen to that and, you know, like, oh yeah, man, I understand. I've been through that before. This is what you should do and this and that, you know. When you say that to the girl, you come off as a bitch. That's all I got to say about that. That kind of stuff, you got to reverse that because I know for whatever reason, guys want to look all macho and cool in front of other guys, but in front of girls, they think it's all right to look like a bitch, and that's just not how life works. You got any issues on, like, anything about sending emails to chicks?
Well, it depends on how you really are sending the emails. I'll be honest with you. I've been one of those that have been a bitch about it, and I think we all have, Kami. I think back in the day, you were probably the same way. You probably sent an email that you regret, or a text message that you regret, and still to this day, there are times where I have regretted saying something to a girl, even through a text message. When you're in the heat of a moment, let's say you're having an argument or whatever the case may be, make sure you always double check or triple check whatever you are sending, because like KME said, once you hit that send button, that's it. Once you hit that send button and you come out looking like a tool or a bitch, that is it. So if you're, and that's the thing about communication, man. Instead of overthinking so much with rage, just think about the situation, and if in your gut it tells you it's not a good idea to send it, your gut is always right on that instinct. Do not send it. It's okay to send emails, but they have to be positive emails, not negative emails.
Yeah. And like I said, run stuff by your friends. That's what your friends are for. Your homeboys, you tell them how you feel. And if the good friends aren't going to make you feel like shit for having feelings, you know. Like, I might bust
right
on you a little bit differently, but if I know you're serious, I'm not going to sit there and be like, you know, whatever, you know. I've had my friends
exactly
all the time come up to me and tell me, you know, yeah, my girlfriend, I don't know what to do about my girlfriend. I'm this and that and the other. If you're in a serious relationship with a girl, that's one thing. But when you're like in the dating phase, there's just some shit you gotta leave behind. You can't be confessing everything.
I agree, 100%.
Yeah. All right. Is there an art to game? Well, here's the thing with game. It's something that you like. It's a trial and error thing. You know, especially if you've been in a relationship, like my last long relationship was 5 years. When I got out of that relationship, I really didn't know how to date at all. And it was something I had to learn how to do again, you know. And then after a good couple months, you know, I was kind of back where I needed to be. After a year, I was really where I needed to be. And it's just like that, you know. It's like when you haven't been using something for a while, it's not like game is not like riding a bike. When you haven't been doing it for a while, when you haven't been out talking to girls for a while, it's easy to forget how to do that. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you were booed up. And like in my situation, I was engaged to my last girlfriend. So I was going to be the last girlfriend I ever had in my life. And I was getting comfortable with that. And then when we broke up, I basically had to learn something that I thought I was never going to need to learn again, you know? So you got to just kind of go about your, you got to go about game like, you know, put your best foot forward. And like I said, learn what's good about you. Learn the stuff about yourself that attracts other people. Don't just think that you by yourself is enough. You got to understand what makes you you and what you should be highlighting and showcasing to women. That's really all I got to say about that. What do you got to say?
What was the question again exactly?
You just said, is there an art to game?
Is there an art to game?
Yeah.
You say, basically what you said, I mean, I really don't understand what the question really entitles to. I mean, is there an art to it? No.
Yeah. Is there a science to it? Yeah, there's no real art or science to it. It's just basically highlighting the best things about yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, you know, don't overthink. I think stop overthinking shit, everybody. Just go out there, do the best you can, and see what results you get, and we'll be off on.
Very true. There you go.
Okay. All right, I guess we got to do show, like, what's on the network this week.
We have the Solar Sports tomorrow, guys. It is, what is it tomorrow? Pick'em Fridays. Lock It Up Fridays, that's it. And then we have Hour and Power Sports Entertainment Saturday, No Foul Plays Sunday. And then I'm guessing we're back. Are we doing TG Site next Thursday, Kaylee?
We're gonna figure it out because I want it to be consistent. I was super, super tired as hell before I did today's show. It's a miracle that I'm even here. But we'll figure out, you know, the Thursday shows and then so we can get everyone here. Although I was cool with doing it with just Hugo today. But, you know, we'll get this shit taken care of.
Yeah, Chad, just so you guys know, Chad said that they offered him overtime, so he decided to, you know, obviously work. And you can't hate on that, you know what I'm saying? So they offered him overtime for tomorrow,
yeah,
so that's when he's still actually going to come on.
Before I got here. That's why I'm so tired is because I was working overtime at my job, so it is what it is.
Right. Cool.
Anyway, we'll see you guys next week with a new show, and we will. That's it. I guess we're out of here.
Peace.
All right. Peace.